Life isn't about finding your purpose. It's about recognizing the purpose that's been within you all along. Jordan Lee Dooley's journey from recovering perfectionist with a chronic need to achieve to someone who embraces imperfection resonates with countless women feeling the pressure to have life perfectly mapped out. Her childhood games with her Hispanic grandmother, Nana, taught her a profound lesson. You can't walk through walls. In their make-believe houses created with masking tape on carpet, Nana always left gaps for doorways, a metaphor for the vulnerability required to truly live. When Nana developed Alzheimer's years later and eventually passed away, Jordan tried filling her grief with achievements, becoming the quintessential overachiever. The pressure to prove herself and her true purpose could not coexist. It wasn't her skill set limiting her potential, it was her mindset. Have you ever felt completely out of place, desperately trying to fit in? After Nana's death, Jordan joined a sorority seeking belonging, standing awkwardly in a puffy pink jacket among perfectly dressed girls. Despite her fears of not fitting in, she discovered something profound. Purpose isn't found in jobs, degrees, or titles, but in the meaning that drives our lives. Through late-night conversations and spontaneous ice cream sessions with roommates, she realized she was made for authentic connection beyond just fitting in. This understanding transformed her perspective and inspired her shop tagline, "Your brokenness is welcome here." Imposter syndrome plagued Jordan throughout her journey. Starting with hand-lettered quotes on computer paper sold on Etsy in college, she felt increasingly unqualified as her following grew, a 21-year-old sorority girl being followed by women with more life experience. This modest beginning eventually expanded into a blog, speaking engagements, online courses, podcast, and book. "I've felt unqualified countless times, made mistakes, nearly went into debt, faced legal threats, and embarrassed myself," Jordan admits, "but every step has been worth it." Four barriers often prevent exploring new possibilities: expectations, opinions, labels, and fear of embarrassment. When feeling like a fraud, Jordan suggests five strategies. Ask questions instead of pretending to know everything. Embrace your reality and start where you are. Be prepared to fail. Shift your perspective on failure. Unless you refuse to try or quit growing, it's not failure, but learning. Finally, take incremental action by breaking things into small steps. Like her battle with cystic acne that required addressing root causes rather than symptoms, breaking through insecurities demands going beneath the surface. In our world of instant gratification, Jordan observes, we're quick to build external images without preparing our hearts. We want to appear confident rather than do the work to become confident, pure laziness. True purpose begins with being 100% yourself, not the decorated version of your image. When dreams collapse, despite hard work, it tests resilience. Jordan and her husband, Matt, faced this when his football career derailed. After college, they expected an NFL signing, but draft day passed silently. Though the Pittsburgh Steelers eventually signed him, they released Matt just 13 days before their wedding. They married, facing an uncertain future. This experience taught Jordan vital lessons. Reframe setbacks as different outcomes rather than failures. Trust God through the process rather than the process itself. Worry and insecurity lose their grip when I accept I'm not in control, she explains. Remember that purpose doesn't require a large platform, just loving those in your immediate sphere. Finally, cultivate gratitude, as disappointment will crush determination if you're not grateful for the experience it gave you. In retrospect, Jordan sees their disappointments not as failures, but as redirections towards something better. Body image issues plagued Jordan early in life, developing into obsessive calorie counting and extreme exercise during college. Her perspective shifted while delivering holiday care packages when a disheveled woman refused their gift. Jordan later realized she was just like her, hiding behind her own door, afraid to be fully seen. Vulnerability is the key to overcoming shame, not by sharing with everyone, but by intentionally opening up to trusted people. When friends post amazing opportunities while you're struggling, comparison-induced pressure can be overwhelming. Jordan felt this after college while working part-time jobs as friends launched legit careers. Comparison exhausts us like running on a treadmill, lots of effort but going nowhere. She identified three manifestations: comparing our success with others, measuring up to our own expectations, and comparing our struggles with others, each preventing us from serving our purpose. Jordan offers five strategies to redirect energy toward compassion. Remember your why, replace jealous thoughts with joyful ones, practice gratitude, let her win, and communicate. Let her win the race you've created in your mind. It's liberating to exit a race that doesn't actually exist. Perhaps most insightful, the people we compare ourselves to most might become our greatest allies if we actually get to know them, as Jordan discovered when she finally spoke to the woman she'd been comparing herself to. During an Indiana summer gathering, Jordan confessed her perfectionism, pressuring herself to excel at everything, affecting her marriage, work, and confidence. She either feels compelled to be the best or won't try at all. Perfectionism's toxicity lies in focusing on avoiding failure rather than achieving success, making love seem conditional on performance. When driven by perfectionism rather than purpose, I prioritize performance over what I'm ultimately made to do: love God, love people, and let myself be loved, Jordan explains. Living in perfectionism is like inhabiting a house where mirrors have replaced windows. You only see yourself, not the world beyond. Perfectionism says, "Look at me, I've got it all together," while purpose says, "Hey sister, let's do this together." To overcome perfectionism, Jordan recommends three strategies: align your time use with your stated priorities, identify your perfectionist triggers, and create a plan to overcome procrastination, which often stems from fear of failure. Living a meaningful life begins with understanding who you are before determining what you're meant to do. When Jordan asked God, "Who am I?" as a teenager, she received one profound word: mine. This revealed that her worth isn't based on achievements, but on who God says she is. Her friend Zach later reinforced this. We always live out of who we believe we are, showing that identity is the remedy to insecurity. I fail to live with purpose when insecurity becomes my identity, Jordan explains. Questions like, "Who am I to write a book?" keep many of us playing small, forgetting how big God is. Rather than chasing grand success, Jordan redefines it as daily wins that come from being who God made you to be. She creates micro-success factors, achievable daily goals like being off her phone by 6 p.m., exercising, talking to God, and writing. Define success both on macro and micro levels. When you can see each day as a success, you'll make steady progress toward what you're made to do.